shadow of Fu Manchu.
Based on the stories by Jack Stromer.
Fu Manchu and held in the Thames River hideout, Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie escaped with the help of Karame. Arriving at Sir Graham Guthrie's hotel in London, they are barely in time to save him from death at the hands of Fu's agents. Later, with Inspector Weymouth and Scotland Yard detectives, they surround the Thames River area in which they believe Dr. Fu to be hiding. The cunning Oriental, however, slips through the cordon of police and escapes. Smith has captured Karame and taken her to Petrie's Baker Street quarters for questioning. On Smith's promise to rescue her brother, held by Fu Manchu as a means to force her to his service, Karame is about to divulge the criminal's hideout when the warning cry of the dacoit is heard.
Good heavens, the warning!
Put out the lights, Petrie, quick! How could Fu Manchu have known we had Karame here? It's uncanny, Neil.
It would be if it were any other than Dr. Fu. Well, it's gone. All right, Karame, you were saying on the left bank of the Thames, 5 miles below the Byrne Mansion, is what?
What will we find, Karame? You can tell us you're safe here. Oh, come on, Karame. We've promised to help your brother. We must hurry.
Turn on the light, Petrie. Huh? Ah, she's gone. Slipped through our fingers again.
But she must be here. She couldn't have gotten out so quickly. She must be in the house.
Ah, she's gone right enough, Petrie. No use searching the house. She's as elusive as one of Fu's dacoits.
She hadn't finished. She hadn't told us where to find him.
Oh, she hadn't meant to, old chap.
Then you believe that the tale about her brother is...
Rubbish. A red herring.
Oh, I can't believe she would deliberately mislead us, lie to us.
She's an Oriental, Petrie. When you know them as well as I... By Jove. That's odd.
What?
This piece of newspaper on your desk. It wasn't there before.
What is it?
Listen. The houseboat on the Thames.
The houseboat on the Thames?
Did she write anything while I was out of the room?
I know.
You recognize the handwriting? Look.
No, I don't.
Written hurriedly, unevenly, across the paper as though written in the dark. Great Scott, of course. She wrote this after the light was turned out, before she left.
But I don't understand. Why did
she... She was about to tell us where to find Fu Manchu tonight. On the left bank of the Thames, 5 miles below the mansion that was burned. The dacoit warning interrupted her.
And she finished by leaving us this clue?
Right. Well, I apologize to the lady for thinking her story rubbish to lead us from the trail. Old chap, this little piece of paper should mean the capture of Fu Manchu this very night. Come on, Petrie. Let's hope we're successful this time.
A dangerous business, Nayland, our trying to take this monster alone. Wouldn't it have been better to have told Weymouth what we had in mind?
And have a troop of heavy-footed police stumbling through the dark? Might as well have brought the Royal Marine Band. Well, there's a light ahead of us. That's probably the houseboat. If we keep it straight before us, we can't miss.
He certainly has isolated himself, if it is Fu in that boat. Those cottages are half a mile behind us. And another habitation between them and the river.
Wait.
What is it?
You heard nothing?
Nothing but the wind.
We might be walking into a nicely set trap, old man.
No. No, I trust Karamir.
Come along, then. We're in sight of the Thames.
The Thames. Have you noticed, Nayland, how Fu's activities center about the Thames?
Yes. Very likely his highway. His line of communication where he moves his mysterious forces.
That was my thought. Remember Shan's opium den off Shadwell Highway, the burned mansion upstream, and now this houseboat lying off the marshes.
Yes, it is significant. Even if we fail tonight, the fact that he invariably makes his headquarters somewhere on the river will be a clue to guide us in the future.
There. That black bulk must be the place.
Bear to the right a bit. We'll reconnoiter first.
Dismal spot, Nayland. If it weren't for the moonlight, I'd be tempted to go back.
Yes, and yet it's bad for us, if anyone should be watching. That can't be her real name.
Eh? Whose name?
Karame or Karamane. That means merely a slave. There's the boat, tied up to that old pier.
And that light we've been following, coming from a cabin.
Softly now, we're close. Wait. Before we go out on that pier, look closely. Do you see anyone down there on the boat?
No, no one. Seems to be a ladder leading down to the deck.
Careful. Step as lightly as you can.
How the deuce are we going to get to that deck without being seen?
We'll have to risk that. Here's the ladder. I'll go first. Follow as soon as I reach the deck. Make as little noise as you can. All right. Come along. Oh, we've made enough noise to arouse the dead. Should have taken our boots off. Stay behind me. Here's the door. Open. Ready? Revolver?
Come, pound it. No, I have none.
Well, I have mine, and we can't turn back now.
Come on.
Sit still, Dr. Poe. I have you covered. Put up your hands, and don't try any tricks. This time, the game's up. Find something to tie him up with, Petrie.
I would advise Dr. Petrie to glance behind him before he moves.
An old worn-out trick, Fu Manchu. I've given you credit for better...
Nayland, don't look round. Keep him covered. Dacoit has a knife at my throat.
An impasse, Nayland Smith. You thought I was alone. So I was, but my faithful Lao followed you. I thank you, Lao. The honors are even, Mr. Smith, or are they mine?
Don't you move, fool. I warn you, or I'll blast you to kingdom come.
And should you fire that gun, our estimable Dr. Petrie also dies. Again, I say, an impasse. Stalemate. May I ask how you discovered my retreat?
This houseboat has been watched since dawn.
So? And today you forced me to burn a house. You have captured one of my people. I congratulate you. But she would not betray me, though lashed with scorpions. I advise you to go now and set her free.
And if I don't?
Then someone very dear to her will die. However, the present situation calls for a suggestion. I know nothing of your resources outside this cabin. You, I believe, know as little of mine.
Come to the point, Fu Manchu.
Lal and Dr. Petrie will lead the way. You and I will follow. We will strike out across the marsh for 300 yards.
And then?
You will leave your pistol on the ground, pledging me your word to leave it there. You will further agree to make no attempt on me until I have retraced my steps. I and my servant will leave you. At the expiration of the specified time, you may act as you see fit regarding Karame. Do you agree?
The dacoit will leave his knife?
On the ground with your pistol. I agree. Come.
No. Petrie and the dacoit first, then you and I last.
Very well. It will be awkward on the ladder. I will accept your word, Dr. Petrie, to hold to the terms.
I promise.
You have heard Lal?
Yes, Master.
Lead the way with the doctor. And here, Nayland Smith, we part. Lal, my friend, drop your knife. So, Mr. Smith, I have kept my part of the bargain.
Search the decoy, Petrie. He may have a second weapon hidden.
No, nothing.
Now search Fu Manchu. You will permit, Doctor?
Of course.
Yeah, just a moment. No, nothing, Nayland.
Now, Mr. Smith, your part of the bargain.
I curse myself for a fool, Fu Manchu. No one on earth would dispute my right to shoot you where you stand.
But you will not.
No, I can't. There's the gun, beside Lel's knife.
Good night, Nayland Smith. Dr. Petrie, may you reach London as safely. Come, Lel.
Great heavens, what an experience. And to think we got through. What the devil are you doing, Nayland?
You'd better do the same. Take off your coat and vest and loosen your collar. We have one chance in a thousand. Thank heaven we're both fit.
I don't understand.
Tonight, old chap, we literally have to run for our lives.
Eh?
East is the river, to the south, Fu Manchu. That last house at the edge of Lowe's cottages to the north must be our goal.
But that place is deserted. We found it so when we came out.
But it's our only chance. Perhaps we can barricade ourselves inside. Come on. Hear that? Three at least. Three armed decoys. I'm afraid it's hopeless.
But your pistol. You forgot it.
No. A servant of the crown in the east makes this motto. Keep to your word, though it break your neck.
It's a mile at least to that deserted cottage.
And another quarter mile to any that's occupied. Ha! Our chance of meeting a living soul besides Dr. Fu's killers is practically nil. Save yourself for the first half mile, old chap. They've gained on us. They're not more than 100 yards behind us. As hard as you can go now, Petrie. Run! That cottage. Our only chance.
They're right behind us. I can't make.
You must. Run. Run for your life. It's only a step now.
The cottage. Someone just ran in. They got us.
Come on. Only one. Come in, quick. Down, Petrie. Behind the door. They can't get in.
Great Scott. Over there in the corner. Someone...
Sorry, Petrie, we're in for it now. Down on the floor.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.